little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Day, we're back. End of the year here, 2015, and we are broadcasting live too as well on younow.com.
Yeah, this is our first test, so hopefully we got everything plugged in and working correctly.
Yes.
We definitely got video.
We definitely see all the crap behind us, and yes, that is Wayne's beard. That is... That's not one of those, you know, fake Santa things you buy on at the dollar store. You actually see the beard.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. Ugh. You know, anywho, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 180. And, well, today the easiest thing to do is the typical news, but the thing is, we barely have news. So,
yeah.
We have a treat for you guys here today.
Well, I think so.
What's up?
I think we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so other than being live and recording, we're freezing cold here right now in San Diego.
Yeah, I know.
Wayne's actually wearing a sweater. He never does that.
Yeah.
This is weird.
I know.
This is weird for you. Jeez. You're actually wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
I never thought skinny people get cold around here in San Diego, but you are the first.
Yeah.
So, how was everyone's Christmas? Sorry, I'm thinking of New Year's already. We're only a few days away.
I know, it's just around the corner. Ah!
I hope everybody had fun. I hope everybody was safe, and I hope everybody ate a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest present I got for Christmas was I got fat. I'm like, I didn't need any more of that right now. No. I got fat! That is annoying. But the food was good, though. I can't complain about that. Dessert was good. Brownies. Peach cobbler. Apple pie with a little bit of cinnamon on the side.
Nice. I had a lot of pie.
What's up?
I had a lot of pie.
You and I both. My cousin and I destroyed the vanilla bean ice cream. Gone. So what are you doing there right now, Wayne? Oh, you're podcasting. Yay! Oh, wait. We are podcasting right now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, no, hey.
Isn't it fun?
Alright, anywho, let's go ahead and get started. Well, what have we been playing this week? A lot more StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void for me. I've been playing a lot of multiplayer online with my friends, a lot of people, ranked matches too as well. Very good, very dedicated players that I played against. After Christmas, I did pretty bad. I mean, 5-17. Yeah, I got nuked on my last match before I called it quits.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Nice.
And I also play a lot of Steam, which is pretty much a Day of Defeat source. I'm surprised that thing is still up, still running, and well, still going strong. After many years on Steam, people said, oh, it's done. I decided to click back up again maybe a few months ago, and well, it's still running strong. A lot of campers, a lot of this and that. Might as well give it a shot, right? Let's see. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. Yes, I do need to upgrade, but I don't care. Not right now.
I understand that one.
Season broke me in half, and then some.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else after that? I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter V, the beta edition for the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
But other than that, that's about it for me. Slow. Oh, and I saw Star Wars for like the fifth time. I know that's...
Good job.
I have a little problem with that, but still. Yes, I saw it with the San Diego Star Wars Society too as well. Shout outs to those boys.
Nice.
All right, Wayne, how about you? What did you play this past week or so?
Well, with Christmas and work and... Hey, battery again.
I know.
I haven't really had a chance to play much of anything.
Quit saying.
I have played a little bit of Battlefront, a little bit of Gears of War.
Gears of War Ultimate?
Yeah. And mainly though, I've just been playing the, the mobile games, you know, the,
Good thing,
Transformers Battlegrounds, or Battle Tactics.
God, you and your Transformers, jeez, dude.
Yeah. We gotta remember Ryzen's gone, so I gotta play something, yeah.
Good thing,
Yeah, and
I'm gonna choke you with one of these cables in the back.
Avengers Alliance.
Still the same with that?
Yeah, I am very close to unlocking Howard the Duck. I need two more covers.
Two more covers or two more bottles of booze?
Covers.
Booze. Alright.
Actually, there are duck teenies that I can get in the game, too.
I knew it. Oh, boys. So for all the people that watched Howard the Duck back in the 80s, that wasn't Howard the Duck.
Not really.
Not even close to it.
No, comics were much, much better.
Yeah. A drinking duck? Just like you saw on, what do you call that? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
That's he.
That's the real one right there.
That's the real Howard the Duck.
Don't mess with that duck.
Don't mess, yeah. He's one of those ducks you don't want to mess with. Give you rabies.
Almost as bad as messing with Squirrel Girl.
You're an idiot. So, that's all been for you this week, Wayne?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play much of anything, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've been busy. Especially you. You've been busy after work, or after Christmas since, Black Friday?
Yep, it's been a constant challenge. Lots and lots of sales. And
that's typical after Christmas, and all that stuff. Yeah. Yay! Okay, so let's go on with the news lately here, Wayne. Let's see what we got on the first set here.
Well, I'll start this one off with a little bit of news from GOG.com, our good old games.
Good old games. We are a huge fan of these, of this title here, and I can't believe these are going for this cheap.
I know. If you don't have the original Duke Nukem games, head over to GOG, pick them up. You're going to really get the entire collection for under $10. You're talking Balls of Steel, Duke Nukem 1 and 2, Duke Nukem 3D Atomic Edition, Manhattan Project. There's actually a bundle with all of them for $2.36.
This is all of the original. This is all the classic Duke Nukem games that Wayne and I played when we were kids.
Yeah.
This is pretty worth it. So.
Oh yeah.
Download it? Yes.
I know I have them on disc somewhere, but I might go buy them digitally on here as well.
It's only for under $5 for a bundle. $2.50.
But this sale cheap. The sale ends on December 31st, end of the year.
So December 31st, 10:59 General Mountain Time.
And then, unfortunately, soon after, and this probably has to do with licensing agreements since Three Realms is under and new ownership and all kinds of weird thing going
pretty
on with that.
Pretty much a shake-up at 3D Realm.
Yeah, well, they're not really there anymore.
or shakedown or whatever's left of 3D Realm.
Yeah, basically. These games will be gone from the storefront soon after that.
So pretty much for all the people that still has them, you guys can play them too as well. So there's no biggie. You bought them, you can play them.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do that hopefully before Friday. Or before Thursday. I mean, for crying out loud, $1.50 a piece?
Or
$2.30. It's...
For the everything? I mean, like, ooh, wow, I got it.
Alright, so we got more news here for Xbox. Wayne?
Well, Microsoft has come out with a statement regarding the availability
of their Elite controller. This is what Microsoft said, quote unquote, totally underestimated.
Yeah.
The demand for the $150 Xbox Elite One controller. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wayne and I thought it was like, okay, it's going to be.
This is a good product.
This is better than Razer, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Way better. It doesn't break on you after you open the box. yes, folks, that did happen to me.
So this is what we got here. Microsoft CMO Chris Capicella talked about the premium controller here. What he said is, and I quote, "Here's the product we totally underestimated. If I could have built 10 times the numbers I built, I would have. We got that feedback at E3 that it was awesome, but maybe the price was a little too high. And so that influenced how many we produced."
So I do agree with him. Awesome product. Everybody loved it, but we just don't know how many people is going to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those things that you produce too much, you lose money on it, or you produce not enough, still have fans wanting for it. So it's kind of like he took, the safe route, in my opinion. Especially for this.
They were cautious on it because it was a new product, something they haven't tried before. Hey, it's selling well, now they'll make more.
It's a customizable
yeah.
Customizable. D-pad.
Yeah.
So what do you got here on the last news here, Wayne?
Well, we got Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider has...
As always.
Dude, that is an awesome game.
This is, what, four or five episodes now that we've talked about at least one Rise of the Tomb Raider, so I do agree with you. This is an awesome game.
Yeah. If you don't got it, you want to get this game.
Let's hang on.
The new DLC that came out today...
And that's annoying. Sorry, guys.
...is Endurance Mode.
This is
being referred to as the Ultimate Woman versus Wild Test.
So you got a woman version of Bear Grylls versus the Wild.
Kind of, yeah.
but a little more extreme in a way.
The DLC's description actually reads as, fire takes fuel, cold kills the unprepared, food restores health, but everything must be caught, collected, or crafted.
Straight survival.
You start with nothing, and you must find everything. So get on there, challenge your friends to longest survival run and battle to the top of the leaderboards.
Survivor, but video game form. Technically speaking, so that's what it is.
Next year we're going to get more DLC, including Baba Yaga, the Temple of the Witch, Cold Darkness Awakened.
The two expansions and Endurance Mode are now included with Rise of the Tomb Raider for $30 for the DLC pass.
Yeah, they're included with the DLC pass.
Yeah, or you can be purchased individually.
So for $10.
You guys might as well get both.
For Endurance Mode, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit more money on the side.
It is a pretty sweet deal there.
So, yes.
This one took us a little bit by surprise.
Yes, it did. It really took us out of surprise. Are you looking at the chat? Hey.
Yeah, we got somebody watching us.
Hey! It's Mimi! Hi, Mimi. How's the cold weather in Tennessee? Can you hear us? Come on.
We'll see if she replies there. But anyways, Nintendo news. Nintendo!
Nintendo Mado.
This comes from the new Nintendo president, who took over after, what's his name, passed away, unfortunately.
Yes, back in towards the end of the year.
Yeah. So, bottom line here is, they're taking their IP, they're taking things such as their characters, Nintendo characters, and they're saying, you know what, let's put them in more areas. Let's put them in outside of the gaming realm.
Yes. So, technically, they want to do a lot of things. Clothing.
Theme parks.
I want to go to Hyrule in real life. Jesse's down with this. I know this for a fact. He wants to go to Hyrule.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I think anybody would.
I want to go inside a room and destroy all the pots. I'm not joking. I am so serious about that.
That would make a really good mini game kind of live action thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
So they are expanding outside of the video game industry. They will do anything. I mean, why not, right?
Pretty much.
They've been stuck in the video game industry. They've been the video game universe, quote unquote, for this long, and they're finally breaking out of it, which is pretty awesome in my opinion.
Yeah, so they're going to be flexible. They need to adapt to changing times, and that's what they're looking at doing.
We read about this. In my opinion, they are finally breaking out. It took them a while, but that's the one thing that they are missing. So, where's Mimi?
I don't know if she can hear us or not. So,
we're doing a little bit of message here, real quickly. Chat, back and forth.
Bam.
Come on, Wayne. You can do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's get into something fun here.
All righty, so since 2015 has always been a huge, huge market for games. Today we're talking about our top three best and top three worst video games that we played. That we have currently in our library, or we borrowed from friends, that we haven't read about, that we haven't just watched the YouTube videos, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So Wayne, let's start off with your top three favorite games. This is a doozy.
This is a doozy, but I say top three games of the year for me.
No specific order, man.
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yep. Okay.
That's up there at the top.
There you go. I knew.
Mimi says her audio is not working.
No.
What? Oh well, we'll fix it next time.
Tell her to plug a headset in or something. Right?
Halo 5.
There you go.
Halo 5 for sure. Definitely a good fun game there to play. Uh-huh. And Transformers Devastation, I say, was be in there. It's gotta be in there, right?
I do agree with you on that, because I'm actually looking forward to that game, but I'm not actually willing to play that game at this time. For me, my top three games in a specific order, I do agree with Wayne over here. Halo 5 is one of them. It's a continuation of Master Chief's previous, what do you call this, endeavor to find himself and his long lost companion that went bat crap crazy on him. Yeah, when you told me about that, the boss levels,
ooh,
I wanted to throw my controller. I wanted to go to your house and throw my controller square in your face for telling me. But in a good way. Let's see. The second most games that, you know, my top three games, no specific order, number two will have to be,
somehow I think the mic was muted or something. I'm like, what? Alright, keep going.
Alright. Mimi can hear us. I know this is so wrong. But the next game for me is the most recent Super Smash Brothers that came out for the Wii U.
Oh yeah, that was this year.
Fun as always. I cannot complain about that game. Now they have Link from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
They have Ryu in it. That's just insane. Wow. Insane. Talk about an insane amount of crossover.
That is pretty sweet there.
Indeed. But for my top game that I do enjoy of this year, recently came out as well, maybe a few, about 1 or 2 weeks after Halo 5 came out, would be StarCraft II, Legacy of the Void.
Okay.
I've been a fan of the StarCraft line since, what, 1998? Launched in 98, so I vaguely remember playing it towards the end of 98, early 1999, so I've been hooked on it ever since. So I am a huge fan of that, and I will not, you know, let that game go. Anywho, this is actually fun, right, Wayne?
I think it is, actually.
Except for all this crap here.
Cables.
If you guys need cables, just message us on Facebook. Wayne will gladly send you one.
Hey.
You have a Cat 1 cable here.
That's a Cat 5.
I'm joking. Anywho, so let's start again. The top three games that you never liked this year. Worst games that you played.
Well, before I get into that, let me say there is one game this year that fits both categories.
Okay.
And that's Batman Arkham Knight.
Really?
It was a great game on Xbox One.
I did.
But a horrible game on PC.
Oh God, yes. the total bullcrap that people went through that just wanted to play it. But the good thing is, the developers,
they stood behind it.
Yep, and they actually said, oh, here's your money back.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Thank you guys for doing that.
And it's now available for PC and works for the most part.
Most part, percentage-wise, what would you go to? About 90?
60.
What?
Yeah. They're still having issues with it.
Sorry, guys. I wouldn't buy that for PC at all.
No. Go and buy an Xbox One and play it on the Xbox One.
Indeed. So, Wayne, your top three worst game?
Well,
or if you have like one or two.
I'm trying to think of what was the worst game out there, that games that were worse this year. The only one that I really had a problem with, and I really didn't feel it was a very strong game, was Black Ops 3.
Okay, I do agree with you on that. It's a typical shooter, it's a typical runaround, don't get caught, you shoot, you run, hey!
Yeah, well, I mean, that and the glitches I ran into on that game.
It's endless.
Well, that's what the glitch was. I was in an endless loop. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you pretty much screwed on there until they came out with the patch. I do have to agree with you, with Wayne on that. So, Black Ops 3. The other one would be Battlefield Hardline.
Okay, I didn't play that one, but I feel you on that one though.
I
played the beta and I wasn't impressed. So I can imagine.
It's one of those games that you're like, okay, cool, I'm stoked about it. You know, like real life SWAT standoff. You're the SWAT.
Yeah, it seemed like a really good concept.
A great concept, but they screwed it up.
You know another game that was really bad this year. Another game that was really bad this year was Transformers Rising. They started out.
What?
Yes. The developer started out strong with a game that they copied from the Hong Kong Chinese version, essentially. Then they modified it and started charging exuberant prices for every little microtransaction.
Stupid little micro. Yeah, I heard.
And they ran the game into the ground.
Yeah, you were talking about the past several podcasts we've.
Yeah, they basically tried to make money off of people by running the game poorly.
So technically bad customer service with a whole lot of price tag on it.
Yeah.
Sounds like
And normal. that came after see Rising was the game that replaced Transformers Legends, which suffered the same.
Oh, that is so true.
And that suffered the same problems, but that lasted a lot longer. Rising only lasted a few months. In the U.S.
About what, three to 4 months?
Something like that, yeah. Whereas Legends was around for, a year or so, maybe two?
Which one?
Legends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you played that a lot, too, as well.
I did, until they ran into the ground. Same thing with G.I. Joe Battlegrounds. They ran that one in the ground,
Battlegrounds.
Too.
So
that was a good game.
Okay, so getting back to topic, actually, those are my only two games I disliked this year. I didn't play a lot. I'm a typical first-person fighting game, real-time, a real RTS type of person, so you can't really knock me on that. But if you guys want to, feel free to go to Facebook and actually what games you love playing this year.
Let us know.
What games you hated playing this year.
Yeah, a few other games that were good games this year was Forza Horizon 2.
I'm surprised you didn't pick that.
It was a very solid game. It wasn't my absolute favorite, because it's not one I jump back into 100% of the time. You know, I'm more likely to jump back into Halo 5 or Tomb Raider or Transformers right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely will go back into that one. Forza 6 was a good game, too. That's very solid.
Forza 6.
But it's... For me, I'm more of a Horizon guy than a regular Forza guy, so...
Oh, that's true. All right, Wayne.
Those long 26-mile races. Ouch.
You and your autopilot back in the day. Anywho, going back to no pun intended, we have, I made this up right now. I really want to know, what is your most anticipated game of 2016? Game or games? It could be more than one. At least give me one.
You know, honestly, I haven't really had a chance to really look at too much of what's coming out into 2016, but I'd say the most anticipated is going to be Gears of War 4.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he was going to say that without a shadow of a doubt. Good job, Wayne. You proved my theory correctly. For me, oh, wow. I've played the beta so many times since its release. I played it during Comic-Con of 2015. I'm going to say it. My number one... I believe I have another one too as well. I have two of them, but my number one most anticipated game of the year will be Street Fighter V for the PlayStation 4. I don't care what you say, Mimi. I'm a fighting game fanatic. You and Jesse can have your Final Fantasy VII, which is my second anticipated game of the year.
Nice.
That's coming out. So,
well, you know, thinking about that, the most anticipated game for 2016 that probably will never show up is Half-Life 3.
Anywho, we conduct this episode of the show. Wait, you're an idiot.
Well, no, there's been a lot of things coming up. Jesse wants to go on a date. I'm like, no. where were we?
It must. Hey Jesse, is it the beard? That's.
Well, you know, we got the new Pokemon cards coming out in Japan that are re-released this year.
Yes,
so.
And all those. How can I say this? All those extra money you guys spent, the collectibles, just flush it down the toilet.
But,
awesome, huh?
But going back to Half-Life 3, somebody found source code inside of the Steam engine, Steam game store engines, basically, referencing Half-Life 3.
Well, it's a Steam engine. It's there's going to be a lot of data miners for any game that's out there.
Yeah.
Beard buddies. Yeah.
All right, Fidel, your turn to grow one.
I'm Asian. I grow stubbles. Forget you.
Yeah, I know. But you might be able to get one on clearance now that Santa Claus is going away.
Like I need that during the summertime here in San Diego. You're an idiot. Oh, this is actually a fun thing we're doing here. So it's a great way to end the year.
I think we're gonna keep doing this more often. We'll be playing around with different hashtags to try to get more people involved.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we'll use one of the current tags out there to try to get more people to listen in and join us on this chat.
Indeed.
What else was good this year?
Star Wars.
Well, yeah, Star Wars was great.
Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Battlefront was pretty good.
I'm sorry not to mention that, but...
I haven't played enough of it to sit there and say, yes, this is the greatest game of the year or anything, but...
It's a fun shooter game.
It's definitely fun.
It's better than Black Ops 2 or Hardline.
I hope I can find that rumored level that's kind of like Duck Hunt with Ewoks.
I'm gonna hit you behind the head, Wayne. I'm gonna hit you behind the head. Oh, hey, Mimi, Jesse, don't you guys miss this? They do.
You know. At some point, we might even be able to invite them onto a chat and get them on board.
That would
with
be so much fun. Invite the gang from the Midwest.
We actually have the option here. Of doing a split screen recording. Once we get over a certain amount of score or something on this platform, where we can, invite a guest in, I think.
Okay, so certain amount of points, the
I'm,
better.
I'm not sure how that works yet. We'll figure it out.
Hey. Okay, definitely, Jesse. Send me the link after. I definitely have to watch that. But I
Know. He started to do a playthrough of Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're looking for that. Maybe we get that on YouTube or something if we can. I don't know how that works with Nintendo's licensing, but
no. A lot of people have been doing it. There's a lot of videos on YouTube.
It's usually cool as long as you don't go over the top or something or like ask for advertisements or something.
Yeah, I mean it's just you and you.
Yeah. Make sure you do some voiceover with it. That's all.
Oh, I can hear Jesse in the background right now.
Just that Mimi in the back breaking some pots, or behind you.
Oh.
Ah.
You can see Mage in the background being dressed up as one of the knights.
Yeah.
He's sitting down doing nothing. What?
Fun.
I know. Again, yeah. Well,
what else is coming out next year? I can't even remember at this point.
I can't really remember either, so those are the only two games I'm anticipating coming.
I'm sure there's going to be another Pokemon game, but,
Oh, Pokken!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pokken Tournament, right?
I don't know if that actually is... He's a hellhound! That midget!
Except for when he's at conventions, getting all the ladies, right?
Oh, yeah! Peter Barker! Guess more numbers than Wayne!
Ooh, Pokken.
Yes, we actually did talk about that. And for me, another fighting game I'm actually interested now playing or want to play would be Tekken 7.
Okay.
Because Akuma's in it. The reason why I believe Mimi was the one that posted on our Facebook page that Akuma is in Tekken 7. Reason being because on the first game that they tried, Street Fighter Cross Tekken was a total flop, but Tekken Cross Street Fighter, which is the Namco's version, is still in development. So there's a reason why Akuma's in it.
Yeah.
And he's not in Street Fighter 5. Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go. Hell no, we won't go.
Oh, you know what's also coming out next year? Marvel Avengers Alliance 2.
You need to shut up, Mike.
No, I'm serious.
I know. I saw it. That's right.
It is coming. It's going to be a separate game than the current one. So the current one's supposed to be ongoing, and this is just the second one. We'll see how well that works, though. I'm not really sure how that's gonna work out in the long run, but it looks pretty cool.
It does. Wait, what? The spinoff of Tekken 7?
Yeah. 7.2?
7.5? Yeah? I think they're behind on the lag.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, no. Anywho. Let's see. Well, any more things that we think of on the upcoming 2016, other than the cons that we're going to attend this year, year?
We got cons coming, like Comic-Con, maybe even hitting NerdCon this year.
It's in our backyard, which is going to be awesome.
We haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Yes. I heard NerdCon was pretty cool. A friend of mine was there, too, as well.
Doom is coming this year, isn't it? Next year?
Oh, yeah, Doom 5, right? Or Doom, I don't know. It's a new Doom, that game that's coming out.
I can't talk about what I played in the beta, sorry.
I'm not coming out. Really? Jesse, really? Come on. Let's keep this.
He can't come out. There's no closet here.
I know. There's a bunch of junk behind us. You want to jump out of a box? I can do that. Well, okay, there's no empty box behind me, but...
Oh.
Hey, Jesse, will this work?
That's a battery in there.
Oh, damn it.
Are you looking for a charge? So in Comic-Con, we've got NerdCon if we can make it, Anime Kanji maybe, WonderCon.
No, Anime Kanji has been disbanded.
Oh, has it?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, it did. I'll send you the link later on.
Okay, well,
the Long Beach Comic-Con, LBCC, is coming up in WonderCon. February. Yeah, WonderCon is going to be in downtown Los Angeles for all the people that's going, like myself.
A little bit farther away. It's a little bit farther away, but I might still try to go. I'm not sure yet.
No, you're not riding with me. Proven. So, the main one, of course, especially here for us for the West Coast, is San Diego Comic-Con 2016.
Absolutely.
We're going to bring you more news. I've been reading a lot of rumors, yada, 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 about the expansion of the convention center for Comic-Con. Mayor Faulkner doesn't want to lose... he's about to lose the San Diego Chargers, but my opinion, I would rather pay a little more money to keep the Comic-Con name alive here, because since it originally originated here in San Diego.
I think Comic-Con's a little bit more important to me than the Chargers at this point.
I know, especially at this time.
Especially with the way Spanos has been treating the fans.
I know. Anywho, let's get off that subject. Midwest guys... they got their stuff coming along. We're actually going to put up what they're going to do in the coming year, or what kind of cons they're going to hit up this coming year.
Ooh.
New York Comic Con, good luck. Their tickets sell out as fast, but not as fast as San Diego Comic Con.
I hear they get some really good door prizes, though.
A high five?
No, I think it's New York Comic Con that gives out door prizes.
They do.
So.
Check it out. There's a lot of stuff on YouTube for... New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
It's always in, I believe, what, October time frame?
I think it's later in the year.
Yeah, it's always around October, because I know it's always about a month or so after San Diego Comic Con for all the people that want to rest up and get some cash in their pockets. But I'm actually, in my free time, if I can, I will try to make it to New York Comic Con. Just for, kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
See how it is. That's about it, right?
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I did get my December loot crate, but I haven't had a chance to look at it in detail yet. We'll talk about that next week. Maybe I'll bring it out here and show it.
Ooh. Hey, who's this?
I don't know. We got a new viewer.
Welcome, new viewer. Hello.
Real Rice still. Oh, it's just Jesse.
You son of a... Yeah, anywho. Again, Happy New Year to everybody out there, for all of our fans. From the Two Shots of Geek family to you guys, Happy New Year. Stay safe. Please do not drink and drive. And we ask you to take at least a cab, Uber, Lyft, anything.
Yep. Download that new app from California State for getting bonus points if you're a designated driver.
Oh yes, I don't know what they're.
I don't know what it's called anymore either because I don't drive anybody that's drunk.
Yep, anywho, so the end of an old year, start of a new year, coming up upon us. So,
yay.
We'll keep you guys informed on the things we're about
we
to do.
We got a fan.
Oh, and you hear Disneyland's getting ready to set up to start construction
yes!
of Star Wars.
I'm actually going to spend money to go into Disneyland when they open.
But,
yes.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely go once.
It's worth the
done.
Money.
I mean, that's a couple years away though. Anyways,
I know.
By then it'll be $300 to get in the door.
Oh,
anyway,
Jesus, I'm saying about $500 to get in. LMAO, yay! Anywho, again, guys, happy new year from twoshotsofgeek.com. And
have a blast.
I know, guys. We're here to be in the future, 8 bits at a time. Pop those champagnes, let's go! There we have! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.